About a third of the nation's workers are not connected full-time with an employer, and the percentage of such workers is growing. Most of them are part-timers, but they also include independent contractors, freelancers, and the self-employed. There is someone who's trying to meet the needs of this growing workforce. Patricia Willens reports.
Sarah Horowitz says she always knew she'd work in the labor movement, but she didn't expect to become an entrepreneur. Yet there she was recently with her staff working on a pilot program to offer independent workers a benefits package that's linked to them, not to an employer.
So we could look at that. I don't know if that's realistic necessarily, but
the idea is to have benefits like health, sort of like a pension, retirement services, life insurance, disability, financial planning, and free checking. So the things that people typically get from an employer, we want to be providing so that as they're moving from job to job and assignment to assignment, they don't have any kind of interruption. And what's more, we're trying to really bring down the costs to make it more affordable so they get the benefits of group purchasing.
Her organization, called Working Today, has developed a health insurance program for workers who change jobs frequently. It will launch this fall. Horowitz has been building up to this point for 6 years, but the roots of the idea stretch back a century to her grandfather, a vice president at the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, but someone she never met.
He really had a sense of integrity and strength about him, and so instead of the labor movement being some kind of romantic ideal, I think what I really had a sense of was just the on-the-ground nature of what it was. That he came here, he was a garment worker, he was an organizer, he really built something up, and it was with a lot of other people, but it was something that really changed people's lives.
Horowitz and many of the people who know her say it's this combination of idealism and action that has made Working Today a reality. After several years as a legal aid lawyer and then as an organizer for 1199, New York City's powerful health workers union, Horowitz went to Harvard's Kennedy School to study public policy. She joined an academic group there working on new labor trends, and she networked.
Actually, what happened was, realized from talking to people that their major issue was health insurance, thought, well, how hard could that be? And, this many years later, I can tell you it's really hard, and that it was about building something new.
Horowitz realized it would be hard to create what she had in mind within an existing union. Most unions viewed young mobile workers as difficult to organize, so she had to chart her own path. This is what entrepreneurs do, so says Bill Drayton, who runs Ashoka, a foundation dedicated to social entrepreneurs, people who aim to change something basic in society.
It's only the entrepreneur who has to change the whole society. And Sarah knew when she was a very young person that that was her role. And she's totally comfortable with the idea that here she is an individual, and she's going to change the structure of how we organize and serve working people in this country. And she's doing it.
To get started, Horowitz put together a board of directors and secured several foundation grants, including one from Ashoka. She focused on survival strategies for her new enterprise. The union dues-paying model was a start, and Working Today is a membership organization much like a union. But she also found tactics where many of her peers in the labor movement dared not look before, corporate America.
When you're building an institution or an infrastructure, you have to care about markets. And what I mean by that is, are you taking in enough to pay your bills and to pay your staff and to build something real? There are all these business tools out there that are actually incredibly helpful, like marketing, like looking at some kinds of what we would call outreach in the nonprofit world, looking at how do you find out how to build something over time. What are some of the strategies that businesses use?
Convincing the health insurance industry of her business know-how was critical to getting her latest project off the ground. In its pilot phase, the plan will offer workers in the New York internet industry, known as Silicon Alley, portable health insurance. But these workers, transient and hard to define as a group, look risky to insurers. Chris Bryant is an internet businessman and board member of the World Wide Web Artists Consortium, one of the groups that's funneling people in need of health insurance to Working Today. He says the program is a great fit for his members who frequently change jobs or work on a project basis.
For freelancers, it's a tremendous opportunity for that reason, but also the insurance rates are much lower than one could get as an individual or even through a lot of other organizations in the New York area.
After a single meeting with Horowitz, Bryant is convinced his group should participate in the portable benefits pilot. This seems to be a pattern. Horowitz has left a string of converts in her wake. Still, on a typical day in the office, it's just Horowitz and a handful of staff members plugging in numbers, writing grant proposals, and organizing events for their members.
The strength of working today has been just doing what you can with what you have and just keep building, building, building. And then other people will be attracted maybe to be on a board. And then because you have that board member and this piece, you can maybe get another thing. So it's really been about very slowly and carefully building up a range of things.
For NPR News, I'm Patricia Willens in New York.